Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Accidental Mentor. I'm Charlene Garrett. As we dive into another episode of our series, Mentor Minutes, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to our podcast. Your support means the world and helps us reach even more people who might benefit from these conversations. Feel free to comment and share your thoughts at charlenegarrett.com/blog. Today, I'm tackling a complicated but crucial question. What do you do when a mentee comes to you with a problem or a confession that clashes with your views or values? This scenario is trickier than it seems, and handling it gracefully can make a significant impact. Let me share a story from my own life that beautifully encapsulates this delicate balance. When I was 15, I had the remarkable opportunity to be an exchange student in Germany for about 6 to 8 weeks. I don't remember, it was like a long time ago. We stayed in German homes, we went to school, and the last few weeks of our trip, we traveled around Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. It was amazing. We had chaperones, but I don't remember seeing them very much. During that last trip, we stayed at a youth hostel for a couple nights, and this youth hostel was a castle in Regensburg, Germany. It was so cool. Anyway, it was the night of my 16th birthday, and we decided to celebrate. So a friend of mine bought me a shot of Amaretto. Now, I was entirely new to alcohol, and I was not aware that Amaretto is something you're supposed to sip. Thinking that all shot glasses meant throw it back, I downed the drink in one go to everyone's chagrin. Big mistake. Let's just say it was less than pleasant. We drank more, though, and celebrated late into the night. My newfound courage that night led me down a path I'm not particularly proud of. That night, I ended up stealing a license plate off of a wall and a no parking sign. I managed to sneak them back to our youth hostel and all the way to the United States. Now, listen, I wasn't totally drunk, but I definitely had a warped sense of reality and an emboldened courage at that moment. So what follows next is a little embarrassing, but very telling. That same night, I had a deep conversation about my beliefs with friends of mine, one of whom was raised Catholic, but not practicing, and another who was vocally atheist. My drunken spiritual conversation hit me hard the next day when I felt like a hypocrite. So when I returned home, I felt so guilty that I felt like I needed to confess. I decided to set up a time to visit with an old Sunday school teacher who I loved and respected. I met up with her to talk about my trip, bringing along a handmade gift. I had made her a vase while I was in Germany. See, we had gone to the Black Forest and I'd blown this glass vase. You know how when the glass blower actually does all the work, but you get to blow into the stick and it feels like you blew the vase? That's what I did. Anyway, I brought it back from Germany, but it cracked. So I glued it back together, intending to still give it to her. So I brought it with me and I gave her this broken yet mended vase, much like myself. After giving her the vase and telling her about my trip, I also went ahead and confessed about my drinking and the conversations that I had. Here's the pivotal moment. Instead of reacting with judgment, she said, "Wow, that must have been hard. So what are you going to do?" Her response was stunningly empathetic, pushing me to look forward rather than wallowing in guilt. This helped me decide not to drink until I turned 21, turning a potential spiral into a constructive self-reflection. Honestly, her reaction taught me a valuable lesson. People are more than their actions. And sometimes the best response is to listen with empathy and ask questions that provoke thoughtful self-examination rather than imposing your viewpoint. Research by Professor Avi Kluger at Hebrew University shows that how we listen can significantly impact a person's confidence and sense of acceptance. In fact, it's more important than what we actually say. As mentors, we must strive to listen effectively, which often means battling our urge to judge or countering what's being said. I imagine I haven't said anything you're not familiar with. The problem we encounter is that while we know that listening with empathy and not passing judgment is better, our own brains and triggers can shut off that part of our brain where our wisdom lies, and we just can't access it. So we judge anyway. There's been research done by Dr. Jim Walder that led him to develop something called the life model, which is a relational brain theory that it kind of addresses this. And there's other research by Shahzad Shamin regarding the root level factors in our brains and how to rewire them to help us access what Shahzad calls our sage or the wisdom skills. I'll put some links in the show notes if you want to research it a little bit more. This point is how do we improve our mental fitness to respond? How do we actually improve our ability to respond with empathy and curiosity instead of judgment and criticism and then maybe correction when we're listening and supporting mentees? How do we do this? I encourage you to spend time daily working on your own mental fitness. A very practical way is to find a good PQ coach or learn a few skills and repeat them daily. You can also use them in the moment if you feel tempted to judge or criticize. Heck, let's practice, okay? Right where you are, sit up straight with an open posture, feet on the ground. Take in a slow, deep breath. And let it out. Feel the weight of your feet on the ground. And if you're driving, listening to this, feel the steering wheel in your hands. Slowly wrap your fingers around it. Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now wiggle your toes. Find each one. These little focuses can neurologically switch us from that judgmental part of our brain to our wisdom center, allowing us to offer our mentees the empathy and curiosity they deserve. So the next time a mentee comes to you with a difficult confession, remember to prioritize empathy and listen with curiosity. Ask questions that will help them reflect on their next steps rather than focusing on their past mistakes. Remember these exercises and try them. Just remember, everyone has cracks, but those cracks don't make us any less valuable. They merely add to our unique stories. Thank you for joining me today. I hope these mentor minutes inspire you to approach these delicate mentor-mentee moments with empathy and wisdom. Keep tuning in for more episodes where we unravel life's nuanced lessons and celebrate our collective growth. Don't forget to like, share, and comment at charlenegarrett.com/blog. I'll put the exact link to this topic in the show notes. See you soon. This has been Charlene Garrett with Accidental Mentor.